Morning to a stunning morning here in Freeling. Sun's shining, which is a good thing. Wind has also dropped out, also a good thing. See some harvest activity, so that's been our focus. Weather is basically our focus. Getting to see some harvest activity, which is going to have some impacts on the markets. It's Wednesday, the 3rd of December. As we move into this harvest window, you know, we are running late. It is actually a market that's been heavily driven in the short term by market, poor weather. Hopefully that's sort of going to disappear and we'll get a run at this harvest. But that actually will have an impact on the market as we roll through. So wheat overnight was up 5 cents per bushel. You know, the corn market was also up a couple. Matif rapeseed up 3. And you know, that was offset by, you know, some losses in the US oilseed markets, particularly around soybeans and canola. Currency this morning sitting at 65.60. So that's up a little bit and offsetting some of the gains that we were seeing. As saying before, you know, the market at the moment, we would expect wheat to be unchanged, slightly firmer today based around really December short covering. So the global markets aren't really having an impact today and they've been reasonably consistent. And so the focus is on short covering and also potential quality as we move through the harvest. Lentils, I would say lentils are starting to get to the tail end of that. We are seeing some quality problems as a result of rain last week. So you know, as we move into other commodities, we're going to see this thing start to bounce around a bit based around short-term, you know, short-term demand. And so that'll flow through into canola, it'll flow through to wheat, barley, as we start to see these market, as the harvest moves around. So we're really expecting wheat to be a little bit firmer. We're expecting canola to be sort of unchanged as we move into this sort of important December window. So we'll be watching. That's what we'll be watching is the weather. Obviously, the markets are going to continue to bounce around based off that. If there's any questions at all, don't be afraid to give the grain marketing team a call. Cheers, bye.